And we're primarily known for doing the Grand Canyon tour in our Hummers and pick the folks up on the Las Vegas Strip and take them out to the Grand Canyon.
So the Hummers are the, I mean, we don't really use the term that often in the UK. They're big, off-road capable vehicles, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a rather large SUV type vehicle with very capable off-road accessibility, but on the road, very, very comfortable type vehicle.
Now, how does that enhance the experience of the Grand Canyon? Would you get to see things that you wouldn't normally see if you didn't have one of those all-terrain type vehicles?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and most definitely. On our way up to the Grand Canyon, we journey through the ancient Joshua Tree Forest. And with the Hummers, that gives us an opportunity to get off road where the tour buses and the larger tour vehicles cannot access. And we do some light off-roading, nothing extreme, but very comfortable and very scenic.
Explain to me what people see at the Joshua Tree Forest, because the only time Brits probably have heard of the term Joshua Tree was a U2 album back in the 80s.
Well, the photo that was used for that is very similar to what they would see. It's a very dense forest, but not what most folks would consider a forest, like a tropical forest. This is definitely the Mojave Desert, and it's a very odd looking tree, but very, very interesting up close, especially when we get the flowering stage in the springtime, which is every 2 years. But when we do that off-road experience, it gets the folks a chance to get back and get a real feel for the Mojave Desert right in the midst of the Joshua trees.
How long does it take from pickup in, say, Las Vegas by your team to get to one of those, oh my goodness, jaw on the floor type views of the Grand Canyon, the sort of people that people book with you to see?
Sure. Once we depart town, depart Las Vegas, and get to the Grand Canyon, it's pretty much right when we get off the main highway, and you're starting. The Joshua trees are your first sense of that, and they grow at a certain elevation. So that puts us about 3,000 feet above sea level. And from that point there, all the way up to the Grand Canyon, it's definitely a wow moment.
So what do you do when you get there? Because I guess there's only so much wowing you can do.
Well, actually, that pretty much continues through from pickup to drop off with our guests. Fortunately, we have just excellent tour guide drivers that love their job and very hands-on experience, and they answer all the questions and explain to the guests what they're going to see and do. And it keeps that wow factor going throughout the day.
To give people a sense of scale, I think most people have seen pictures of the Grand Canyon, but once you get into that landscape where you can see what people are familiar with on TV, how long are you driving with still having that view?
Well, once we're at the Grand Canyon, everyone transfers on to the shuttle buses that the Hualapai tribe, the Hualapai Indians, they control the Grand Canyon West. They have the shuttle buses that take us around to the viewpoints, and the tour guide is with the guests the whole time, getting them through the crowds. But at this point here, you have plenty of opportunity to view and enjoy the canyon. And as far as scale, I guess for me, the point of scale is when you see the helicopters flying through the canyon, they look like little toys against the massive rock walls that descend over 4,000 feet from the rim down to the bottom to the Colorado River.
I know there's some kind of walkway where you can go out and stand
Yes.
almost on top of the canyon. Does your tour include that, or do you not need that because you
Oh.
take people to places that they can get the same experience?
No, we definitely offer the skywalk option as an experience, and it's an experience once in a lifetime to get an actual bird's eye view of the Grand Canyon on this glass bridge, on this glass skywalk that juts 70 feet out over the edge, horseshoe shaped, and as you stand there, you'll be able to see directly through the bottom all the way to the Colorado River.
It sounds absolutely terrifying, actually.
It's not for the faint of heart.
What comments do you get from people when they see the Grand Canyon for the first time?
Believe it or not, we get some people that are tears. It brings tears of joy to them, that first look at the canyon. Oh my God, wow, or just when you hear on the shuttle buses, the comments, people just have to verbally let it out. But more than not, I've seen people actually break down in tears just for the majestic beauty of the Grand Canyon with that very first view that you do have.
Is there a better time of the year or better time of the day to go and view the canyon?
Well, and another good question there. It's fantastic throughout the entire year. Of course, the summer months in the Mojave Desert, as of today, this weekend, can be very, very hot. Although the Grand Canyon is a few thousand feet higher than Las Vegas, so it's a little bit cooler. But my recommendation is definitely September through on into March, April.
So when you say hot, give us an idea of what hot means to somebody who lives near the Grand
Canyon.
Well,
as an example, here in Las Vegas this weekend, we are going to be at temperatures of 110 to 112 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa. Wow, that's incredible. We'll never moan about a heat wave in Britain ever again, I don't think.
Yes.
So if somebody comes to Las Vegas on holiday, they might not even consider the Grand Canyon because they might be all focused on seeing the casinos and the things in Las Vegas. But it is doable for a day trip, clearly, isn't it?
Oh, my. We have designed this particular tour to enhance their Las Vegas experience. So the pickup time is between 6 and 6:15 in the morning, which helps us stay a step ahead of the big bus crowds. And the tour returns back to Las Vegas between 2:30 and 4 p.m. So that gives our guests plenty of time to rest up and prepare for their Las Vegas night of dinner, show, what have you.
Bill, where can people go to get more information about what you do?
Well, they can go to bighorntours.com, and that is our website. We'll have all the information of the different tour products that we do offer.
That's super. Thanks so much, Bill.